From time to time, NPR's ombudsman joins us on Talk of the Nation to answer your questions about our reporting. Many news outlets were accused of bias during the presidential campaign. NPR was no exception. Ombudsman Alicia Shepard joins us in a moment to talk about what she found when she examined those complaints and took a look at NPR's campaign coverage. And we want to hear from you. Now that the elections are over and passions have cooled somewhat, do you think our coverage was biased? When and why? Our phone number is 800-989-8255. Email us talk@npr.org. You can also join the conversation at our website at npr.org/talk. NPR Ombudsman Alicia Shepard joins us now, and nice to have you back on Talk of the Nation.
Good to be here.
And your most recent column addressed complaints that NPR's presidential coverage was biased. I was interested to note you got about the same number of complaints that we were biased towards Republican John McCain or towards Democrat Barack Obama.
Yes, I would say that probably 80% of the emails that I've gotten in the last 4 or 5 months have had to do with the presidential campaign, and 282 emails in the most recent quarter accused NPR of favoring Obama, and 252 accused NPR of favoring McCain. So what's that mean?
It's a little hard to figure out, but you did some statistical analysis to see what it might mean.
Well, what I had my office do was look at all the stories that were done on the presidential campaign from August 1st to September 30th, and we came up with 429 stories. And those were it was three categories. It was either stories about primarily about Senator Obama and his running mate, or Senator McCain and his running mate, or they were both covered equally.
And these were on the news magazines, All Things Considered,
yes.
Morning Edition, and the weekend shows.
Exactly. We just focused on the All Things Considered and Morning Edition and the weekends. And that was 429 stories. And we also added up the number of minutes. And it turned out that there were about 168 stories that were done on McCain and his running mate, Sarah Palin. And there were 146 on Obama and Biden. But when we added up the amount of time, it was almost 2 hours more that was devoted to John McCain and Sarah Palin.
I know you also talked to Ron Elving, NPR's senior Washington editor, who's in charge of coverage, and asked him why.
Yes, absolutely. And a lot of it had to do with the fact that Sarah Palin was announced at the right after the Democratic convention around August 29th, and nobody knew very much about her, Neil. And so that was the job of any news organization to ask questions, go up to Wasilla, Alaska, and find out about her.
Yeah, similarly, Ron, I know from reading your column, suspected that in Iowa, that Barack Obama was one of the new faces, and also the former governor of Arkansas, Mike Huckabee,
right.
And they got the lion's share of
right.
the coverage.
And I remember when I first started, actually last October, 2007, a gentleman had been keeping score on the number of stories about Hillary Clinton and the number of stories about Barack Obama, and the number on Obama were almost 2-1. And again, it was the same thing that we didn't know about Senator Obama, and Hillary Clinton had gotten quite a lot of coverage.
Over the years.
Yes.
Let's get listeners involved in the conversation. Our guest is Alicia Shepard, who's NPR's ombudsman, and you can read her column, and there's a link to it on our website. And
NPR.org/ombudsman.
And you can also contact her online at npr.org/ombudsman. So 800-989-8255 is our number here. You can also email us, talk@npr.org. And let's see if we can get, this is Greg on the line. Greg's with us from Fort Mill in South Carolina.
Yes, I'd like to ask the ombudsman how many hours of coverage NPR devoted to third-party candidates and independent candidates, not just in the presidential, but also in the senatorial campaigns and House campaigns.
Well, Greg, I'm guessing by the question that you know the answer to that and that it wasn't very much. This is something that I had written about previously, particularly in coverage of Ron Paul, who I felt was more of a phenomenon and did deserve more coverage than he got. You know, when you pose those questions to NPR's political editors, they will say that they're in a position of having limited resources and trying to allocate them based on who they think is going to get ahead. I know that then that becomes circular, because if you don't get attention, how are you going to get ahead? And I would just...
So you don't have an answer as to how many hours were devoted? You didn't even bother to look into that information?
That's correct. I didn't. I looked at the two main...
Given the... Given the volume of emails, how many requests were there for that information as opposed to the McCain and Obama?
Much fewer. But, I mean, Greg definitely has a point, and that there were people who were concerned about why Cynthia McKinney wasn't getting coverage, Ralph Nader. I know Scott Simon on Weekend Edition Saturday did devote long interviews with all of the...
You can fix this now by simply addressing the fact that a third candidate is the reason there is a runoff election in the state of Georgia.
Yes, the 4% the Libertarian candidate got in the election... prevented.
I mean, you discussed it, and Malik Rahim is running for Congress in that congressional district in Louisiana, and you didn't even mention him, but you did mention both the corrupt Democrat and the Republican challenger.
Greg, thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir.
Bye-bye. And you get a lot of calls and emails like that?
I do.
And one of the interesting things you also did as you looked into these questions was talk to people about perceptions of bias in the media. And I found that part of your column fascinating.
Yeah, I actually did, too, because it surprised me. I basically talked to some professors who do nothing but study the issue of media bias. And it's just fascinating that it really comes down to the fact that we as human beings have very strong core beliefs. And when we hear something that contradicts it or goes against it or we don't like, we react. And we tend to react thinking that the person who said it is biased. And I'm sure that there'll be listeners who will say, well, that's a cop-out. But I think it's worth exploring why you react the way you do when you hear something on National Public Radio. Is it really biased or do you just not like it? And the other thing is there certainly were complaints about negative coverage of John McCain. And towards the end of the right after the Republican convention, the coverage was pretty good because he was doing well and he would have liked the coverage. But as he began going down in the polls, then the stories were not positive about John McCain because they were dealing with how people were reacting to him and people... Some people who are supporters of John McCain didn't like those stories.
A couple of emails. This from Pat in Belleville, Illinois. NPR, and especially Neil Conan, have a pronounced Republican bias. I've never heard a single word of complaint about the Republicans without Conan saying, and the Democrats as well. This is called the false equivalence problem. When one side is really bad and the other just a little bad, they are not equivalent, and it really helps the bad side to maintain the fiction that they are.
Well, Neil, that's a bit hard to follow, but so do you have a Republican bias?
I don't think so, but it's in the ears of the beholder.
Exactly.
Is what you're telling me.
And I'd really like to have listeners believe that anyone who's hired to work at NPR, and I am not a shill for NPR, but are professionally trained journalists, and journalists are professionals before they are partisans. So, again, I think it goes back to just what you said. It's how you're listening. And that's why I would encourage people to read the column and just think about, this idea of your core beliefs and how strongly you believe in something and how open you are to listening and accepting something that disagrees with it.
Here's one from Jeff in Salt Lake City. Accusing NPR of being too liberal is a bit like accusing Rush Limbaugh of being too conservative. Let me point you to another part of your column, and that's where you found a study by some professors who analyzed major media outlets, including National Public Radio, to see if they perceived an editorial bias.
Yes, that study was done, and it came out in 2005. It was a UCLA professor named Tim Grossclose. And anyone who wants to read it can go online at npr.org/ombudsman and read the study. But it basically... the professor actually did a scientific study looking at 20 news outlets, and he even made sure that he hired, let's say there were 100 researchers, that 50 had voted Democratic, 50 had voted Republican. And he was trying to gauge, where do the media fall? And NPR was a little to the left of center. It wasn't as far to the left as the New York Times or CBS Evening News.
Or the Wall Street Journal.
Wall Street Journal, and those would be the news pages, which is very different than the Wall Street Journal's editorial pages, which tend to be more conservative.
And complaints about the leftward tilt of the media overall, they found only one outlet significantly to the right.
Yes. Significantly. I mean, Fox News and the Washington Times were a little to the right, but not dramatically to the right. The interesting thing was that the study got a lot of attention. It's in the Journal for the quarterly journal for economics, prestigious study, prestigious outlet, and it got a lot of criticism by people to the left. And the author said to me, if the study had come up with a different result, saying that it was really a little more to that the mainstream media was more conservative, that that would have been something where the left-wing bloggers were touting the study. Instead, he had asked me to Google his name and see how much criticism there was, because the left-wing did not like the results. And in fact, some of them tried to get him fired. They went to the chancellor at UCLA. So again, I just kind of proved the point that if you don't like the results, you tend to dismiss them as being biased.
Alicia Shepard is NPR's ombudsman. You can read her latest column and contact her online at npr.org/ombudsman. You're listening to Talk of the Nation from NPR News. And let's get Joe on the line. And Joe's calling from Mount Pleasant in Iowa.
Hi, I'm just calling to offer an opinion that during the primaries especially, I felt a sleight of hand in the tone of reporting against Barack Obama by the different anchors of the particular hour that was being given, such as Hillary's name was almost always on first billing. Barack Obama's name would always be on second billing. As he was winning, I could hear a tone in their voice of disappointment, of what I felt was, you know, disappointment.
Was this during the Iowa caucuses?
This was during the Iowa caucuses and also during the rest of the national primary campaign.
Okay.
Can I ask you, Joe, were you supporting Senator Obama?
Yes, I was.
Okay, because I just wanted to point out, your language was that you felt that there was a sleight of hand in, against Barack Obama.
I don't have any, you know, definite, you know, proof that that was
right.
The case that I can offer, but I definitely feel that.
Right, and so I think that, think about your core political beliefs and how strong they were, and how you might hear things based on your personal preference, and that even if that objectively, that it's possible that it might not be true.
But I think I would say it is true. I'm not dealing with a cognitive dissonance problem here.
Okay, Joe.
Okay, well, thank you.
Thanks very much.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye. Let's see if we can go now to this is Larry, and Larry is calling us from Sheridan in Oregon.
Yes, thanks for taking my call. The focus in the beginning of this conversation was on the quantity of stories, you know, right. that statistically there were just as many for the left and the right, however you want to word it. But obviously the focus should be more on the content or the presentation of those stories. And I would cite, my personal opinion is that there is a left-wing leaning to the NPR, but I have to say that that's filtered through our local affiliate, too, and they're very, very liberal. And the comment with Daniel Shore a couple of weeks ago where he did mention that, indeed, he does let his bias show through sometimes.
As he thought that was part of his role as a news analyst, yes.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Go ahead, Alicia Shepard.
Well, that is, again, we're dealing with perceptions. You're actually right, Larry, that looking at the content would have been effective. But again, that would have been my judging the content. And so I am not a scientific researcher. And even if I had, I felt like the rest of the column supports the idea that no matter what research that I might come up with, people would disagree because of their strong political beliefs. And there is research that I was told goes all the way back to the 1960s about how resistant we are to changing our core political beliefs and our core beliefs in general.
It's human nature that if
right.
we do have an internal bias, we're going to let it show through, even if we are professional journalists or otherwise. And I guess a litmus test might be to walk into any NPR or, again, in the case of our local affiliate, walk in there with a McCain Palin sticker on and just see what kind of reaction you might get out of those people one-on-one, not in the journalistic sense, but in a bar or in a casual setting.
Well, could I tell you that there were two people that were working at NPR who went off to work left the organization and went off to work for the campaign.
for the McCain-Palin campaign.
Yes.
Yeah, I would believe. I mean, I agree that there's obviously going to be a somewhat of a balance in there, but I again, through the filter of our station is how I'm hearing NPR, and you know, I'll cite Terry Gross or whatever, and there's some pretty obvious leanings there. So.
All right.
Thanks for the call, Larry.
Yeah, have a good day.
This on the other side from Maxine in Powell, Wyoming. Today I emailed your ombudsman and asked for an investigation since I believe the lack of independence, fairness, and accuracy was gone for this election. It was attitude to me, not time. Many of your reporters' attitudes toward Obama was one of arrogance and bitterness, and a phrase which I will summarize as snarky. You were so unfair to Obama, it caused me to listen less and turn me off during the campaign time.
I don't really know how to respond to that. I mean, I think it's just fascinating that I would ask her who she supported, if it were a she, and why, you know, is that really true? I mean, you'd have to have a McCain supporter and an Obama supporter listening to the coverage and ask them. It's just, I mean, I really think it's fascinating that how we listen is so much depends on what we believe in.
Alicia Shepard, our NPR ombudsman. You can read her latest column again and contact her online at npr.org/ombudsman. Thank you very much for your time, as
always.
Great
to be here.
Tomorrow,
thanks.
Falling home prices and what they mean to you. And Roger Moore will join us to take your calls as, well, of course, former James Bond. I liked him better as the Saint. It's the Talk of the Nation from NPR News. I'm Neil Conan in Washington.